Blog Talk Radio.
We are live. We are live. Hello, is this thing on? Hello? Is this thing on? Hello? In La House, doing it real big. I'm remote right now. Yeah, I'm remote right now. Stealing the Wi-Fi from the local McDonald's restaurant. So, shouts out to Mickey MSG. Mickey D.
Exactly. All right. What are you doing there? Why are you trying to give yourself a heart attack? I don't know.
Hey, I'm trying to get some free Wi-Fi, you know? Getting free Wi-Fi. But yeah, this is the official, you know, return from Ponce, Puerto Rico show. I actually have I got the pictures and the video downloaded. I got to upload everything and add some music to it. I'm going to put some little Spanish music to it. That way when you view it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you gotta get a little, get a little piece of part of the neighborhood and stuff like that, part of the vibe. And
yeah.
4 days, 3 nights. I advise anybody who's planning on going to book through a travel agency. Don't try to book directly through the hotel, because the hotel might be cheap, but then the flight, you know what I'm saying, trying to book directly through Southwest and then directly through the hotel, you end up paying more than actually going through like Travelocity or Priceline or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because they do find cheaper rates. We found it saved us at least $200 from booking through. Yeah, from booking through. We actually went through Travelocity, and they found that at that time they found the cheapest rates. Although, you know, you just got to. You had to pick and choose and see who's going to do the better service for you, you know what I'm saying? So that's what, you know, ended up going with them. And we got there, it was an excellent flight, you know, flight wasn't too bad. 2.5 hours, that was cool.
Yeah, that's good.
And it wasn't that far, but now, keep in mind, people, that's 2.5 hours from Florida. We damn near looking at Puerto Rico, so. You know,
so what was the most exciting part of the trip? What was the highlight?
Which part? The driving part, the meeting people part, or the places and things to see and do?
All of the above.
Yeah,
we don't want to know what's going on in the hotel room now.
Oh, well, you know, we weren't even... We wasn't even hardly in the hotel room. Hold on a second. Hold on. Somehow it seems to brighten up my day. So free. In final, my aimless
thoughts. So free.
Oh, they're talking to myself. Right. Yeah, I do recall that old pick my mother up, take her to a doctor's appointment in a little bit, but we still got time, you know, we still got time.
It's the first day of spring, and I got a spring cold to go with it.
What?
Yeah.
So that sucks. I normally get a summer cold. I normally get a winter and a summer cold, not a spring cold.
I've only gotten one summer cold, and that was the worst cold I ever had, and that was
years ago. Yeah, it always is every time it hits. Yeah, it do. It's, you know, the increased cold sweats and all that crap kick in, the chills
exactly.
And all that crap.
Yeah, I got that with
the
cold.
And the dehydration.
Yeah. So give us the highlights, man.
Highlights for getting there. The room was now. First of all, the room was nice. The Ramada. I stayed at Ramada Ponce. Nice room. Looked just like the commercial and the advertisement. Only thing is, when we checked in, first of all, the dude didn't tell us that you gotta pay for parking. So it's a fend for yourself. The first night they allowed us to park free. The next night when we came to pull back in, the dude handed me a ticket. I'm like, what do we need a ticket for? He's like, well, this is the pay for parking. I'm like, pay for parking? I'm like, man, we just paid $800 to stay in the damn $400 basically to stay in a hotel that doesn't include free parking. I said, that's crazy. He was like, well, I don't know. So I was like, all right, give me the ticket. Took the ticket, $10, $10.70 a night.
Oh, they're crazy, getting over. Come on now.
I said, what? Went to the front desk. You know, of course, you know, my lady, she all calm and stuff, and she was handling the situation, but then me in the background, I'm flipping out. Man, beep, you know, I'm about to go off. Cause I said, that's stupid that we sit up here, come all this long, and then y'all sit up here and charge us for parking.
For real.
I'm like, what? You could have kept the Wi-Fi if that was the case. Cause, hell, we didn't even use that while we was there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, come on, man. You know? And, but, you know, it was a little pet peeve. The guy in the office didn't tell us. So when we went to the office, the manager, he was like, all right, well, I'll only charge you guys for the last two nights. You know what I'm saying? But you do
wow.
have to pay for parking. So, you know, we end up paying 20
did
and 1
they
bucks.
Did they state that in the brochure? Did they state that? Anytime
no,
at all?
No, they don't say it nowhere. That's something that you find out upon. They're supposed to tell you that at check-in. You ain't going to know that by reserving or going through Travelocity.
And they didn't tell you at check-in?
No. We checked in like 3 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? That's the other thing. That the flight times of Puerto Rico are just, ooh, if you're not a morning person, you can cancel that. Because all flights leave out at early morning, 12, 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning. So, and then we had to leave at 3:30 in the morning, and then we got back in Florida at 6:30.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the only time they have is red eye hours, and they got one afternoon flight, but that's in New York. So you have to actually be flying into New York to get that. And that was, you know, that wasn't too bad. But then on top of that, the parking, then the third day, they run out of washcloths.
What, they don't restock the towels? Restock the towels every day?
The towels, but no
washcloths. That's
part of the deal. How do you run out of rags? But they did it. They ran out of rags, and that wasn't a big woo-woo-woo, you know, but you be paying to stay in the hotel, I need to be, you know, washing myself properly with a rag. But, you know.
We already know.
So prepare yourself for that.
Hey,
you know,
Sign in, guests. We don't bite too hard. Sign in, guests.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the guests. Welcome to Ponce, Puerto Rico. Well, my version of it. Then after that, you know, that was the hotel. But, you know, I give it 4 stars. Yeah, I give it 4 out of 5 stars. You know, customer service still good. The room was clean, and you know, the atmosphere was it had a pool and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, the valet parking, was cool. You know, we have no problems. One thing that you have to do is if you rent a car, and I would recommend it's mandatory that you rent a car, because there's no way you can get. There is no city buses running around. You know, picking people up. You have to catch what doesn't even look like a city bus. It's a guy in a van riding around in an unmarked van, and you just see people start getting in the van, you know, and he piles it up till he gets it full. And then once it's full, you know what I'm saying, that's the bus. So you need to rent a car, but then you also need to get insurance on the vehicle. Not even if you got full coverage insurance, you know, in your home state, you need to get the renter's insurance. Puerto Rico doesn't require their drivers to have driver's license.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Therefore, they're not driving around with insurance. So if you hit a vehicle or somebody hits you, you're responsible for that vehicle as well as the rental car. Versus your full coverage insurance will only cover the rental car, but it's not going to cover the other car that you hit or that hits you. So you have to pay for that out of pocket. Or in all expenses, you know what I'm saying? So it was better we went on ahead and, you know, paid the couple of little, it was like $75 extra. But, I mean, for the peace of mind, I would recommend it, and I'm not trying to do a sales pitch, but I would recommend it. They do not know how to drive, especially in Ponce. Ponce is pretty much the traditional area of Puerto Rico versus going to San Juan, and San Juan is like going to New York, put it that way. Real city and stuff like that, you know.
It's crazy.
And you know, but it was still an adventure, you know, all in itself. But other highlights, you know, after we got the rental car, because they don't pay attention to stop signs and all that crap, they'll pull right in front of you. We had a couple of cars come down. Everything is a one way. We had a couple of cars come up the one way, so they can get to another one way, which is like a half a block up. And I mean, there's no dividing lines that tell you what side of the road you're supposed to be on. If you ain't a good driver, don't drive. Let somebody else do the driving. If you're a panicky driver, don't drive. Let somebody else do the driving. And those are just some, you know, words to the wise. Other than that, you know, after we left the city, we went and a couple of points of interest. We went to what is called the Crucete del Vigia, which is the cross of something. I couldn't figure out what the translation was, but it sits up on top of the hill. And once you drive up to it, I mean, you have to drive up the side of a mountain to get to it. So if you're scared of heights, you don't want to go to Puerto Rico, because everything is the entire city is elevated. You know what I'm saying? It sits up on top of a mountain. And so you high, you already high. And then when we went up to the cross, it was even higher. And but I got some beautiful pictures. I took over 600 pictures. I took pictures of everything. I got over 50 video clips of video and 600 pictures. So I pretty much covered everything.
Did you get your toe on the ground? Did you get your feet standing on the ground?
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, we got pictures of everything. You know, it was pretty cool. We went areas in Ponce.
Right.
Yeah, these is all in Ponce, with the cross, and then they had what is called the Castillo Sorales, which is a big castle. Well, it's a home. It was a mansion, I would say. It's a big mansion that was owned by one family, three generations of one family, and then it was sold to the city as a museum. And you know, you can't take pictures or video inside the actual house itself, but I mean, I got enough pictures and stuff that cover the outside that you can get more than enough idea of what was inside. But the inside was immaculate. I mean, it's off the chain. It's just, you know, gold everywhere, you know, gold dishes, and it's got an elevator that was dated back to the 1800s. You know, they're still fully functional. It's four floors to the building. It's you have to see it to believe it. Or look at my 600 pictures, and I think I pretty much covered it, you know. That was one of the highlights. The cross is another highlight, because you can go.
It rained a few days. Did it rain?
No, actually, it didn't rain until the last day. It rained Thursday, like Thursday night. But then that was for like 10 minutes. And then after that, that was it. That was the only rain that we got. And it was scheduled to rain Wednesday and Thursday, but it only rained Thursday night. So, you know, we was driving at the time looking for looking for something. I don't even know what we were looking for, but we was in the rain looking for it. And then by the time we found it, it had stopped raining. So, you know. We went to San Juan. We went to San Juan, Puerto Rico, an hour away. Drove there. I mean, you have to drive through mountains, people. Drive down and then drive up coming on the way back. So if you are, like I say, scared of heights, you don't want to go to Puerto Rico. We drove down some steep grades, like over 7%, to where the trucks was only doing like 2 miles an hour. That's how deep and steep it was. You know, and you know, a couple of locals was hauling ass down it, but I caught myself doing like 40 miles an hour down it, you know what I'm saying? Like really taking my time, because I mean, it was like straight down, like, got over to San Juan, went to the beach, you know, checked out San Juan. I recommend San Juan beaches over Ponce. Ponce doesn't really have any good beaches, but, you know, they
what
do
kind
have.
Of beach they have? What kind of beach? What's
they got
like
a beach. They got a beach.
Or?
I mean, yeah, it's all the same beach, but it's just a different. It's more populated in San Juan than it is in Ponce. You know, you got more, you know, more people that's actually on the beach building sand castles and doing the beach stuff than it is in Ponce. You know what I'm saying? We went out there, and it was just a couple of people just, you know, kind of walking up and down the beach, but you know, it really wasn't, and it wasn't really sandy like the beaches in San Juan. You know, it wasn't. You know, it was sand, but it wasn't sandy. I don't know how to describe it. It was more rocks and stuff than it was sand. So,
right, I got you.
Yeah,
like you
it was a better time in San Juan. You got a better view, too, in San Juan. Yeah, but the waters was blue, you know, aqua blue, beautiful waters, aqua blue. Looked like the commercial, you know. They got some lizards that was just like, what the fuck is that? You know, we ain't got no lizards here that I've seen in Florida, period, that are that big. And these are just
there's
natural
lizards.
Of them? Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Come on now, you know how that business.
they
but
might have ran away, I don't know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We
I
saw you commenting they ran away.
I took pictures of a lizard on the wall. I mean, I took
wow.
pictures of everything. Every single thing I could, I took pictures of a little girl who had just took a picture with her mother. Because she kept turning around being nosy, watching me and my girl take pictures. So I turned around, took a picture of her too. I'm like, hey, you want a picture? You know, and she put her little hands on her hip and posed for it. I'm like, boy,
that's
look
cute.
At her. Yeah, it was too cute. And that was, you know, that was hot. We went down in Ponce. San Juan was all right, but, you know, the main attractions was really in Ponce. Ponce has down by their beach, and this is what I advise anybody taking a trip. Do not ask. La Guancha, it's called La Guancha, is the main tourist name for it. But don't ask where that is. We got 15 people that told us 18 different directions how to get there. And up until we went into the neighborhood, that was the only time we got the right directions how to get there. I mean, this came from the local people walking around in the downtown area, all the way to the police. They only speak a little bit English. Don't think just because they're the police and they say tourist police that they speak English. They speak a little bit, but they will, you know, try to help you out and get you where you need to be. So we went down to the La Guancha. Just ask for Ponce Playa, which is Ponce Beach. If you find a beach, then you find La Guancha. La Guancha is a spot where, and I got a video of this. This is where these fish, and that video that I showed you about the fish.
Yeah.
The humongous fish. Well,
yeah.
I got some real up close pictures to show you exactly how big the fish are. I mean, and they are. At least a foot and a half, 2 feet long.
And they crowd in like that?
And they all packed in like that. I got a picture of, I got video and pictures. Yeah, I got videos and pictures. They had a eel, a green eel. And I got a picture and video of that. And it was over like 2 feet long. And I got like real close pictures of it. And then, When we actually got to the boardwalk, this is the spot where you can actually walk around and where you can walk around and do your feed the pelicans. So when we walked up, it was actually a little sardine left on the banister. So I'm like, oh cool. So I went to go throw it to the pelican. Oh man, after that they own you. I mean they own you. And it was crazy. They stay on you, boy. So, yeah. I mean, they walk up to you. They ain't scared of humans. I got a couple of pictures while I was. Yeah, I got a picture where I was like right there next to him, you know, like looking down
cool.
at him. I was that close. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So, those things was massive. I mean, them pelicans are massive people. They're not little pet birds you want to walk up and pet, though. I ain't trying to say you can walk up and pet them. Didn't want to do that because they want to eat. You know, they really want to eat and, you know, do the thing. So I wouldn't say go up and try to pet them like they cute birds or something. You know, don't advise that. But we, you know, let me bring on Mr. Goofy Bone in. Go Fat Bone.
What's poppin', Smack?
In the building.
I'm on tour right now, homeboy.
What?
Yeah.
What's the tour poppin' like? What is it looking like?
Well, you know what? I'm to be honest with you, you know, I'm in my public relations guy, his name's Hooded Justice, shout out to him. He just, you know, he put me in little certain areas. Like, I was in Buffalo, New York. Right now I'm in Weston, West Virginia. So, yeah, I'll be coming home probably about April 10th.
Damn.
But sure. Yeah,
that's what's up. What's his name again?
Huh? Hooded Justice.
What's it? Oh, okay. Huh.
This East Coast weather really fucked me up, though. I'm all sick and shit, but... still performing. The show must go on.
Know that. How's the clothes you've been performing at?
They're a bunch of white people, but you know, this one over here, you know, it's got different cultures and stuff like that. But I mean, you know, I'm getting out there. You know, people are digging me. At first, I'm like, when I get on stage, you know, you get everybody's eyes on you. They're like, the fuck's this guy doing? And then when I start getting into my gig, you know, everybody's, you know, getting down. So it's like, fuck.
So you roll a solo. You ain't got a Bruce with you?
Oh, no, hell no. I'm by myself. Shout out to Holiday Inn for giving me discounts on my trip. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. Well, you know, I just returned from my trip. You know, Puerto Rico. I don't say Puerto Rico. And it was a good time, you know what I'm saying? Me and my lady had a wonderful time, so I'm just sharing a couple of little highlights.
Where the hell you were, man, because it's like I was kind of depending on you so I could keep, you know, going on this trip because most of these hotels, they don't got no internet.
Oh, what?
Well, they don't have it in the room. They have like a private room you go to and you use the internet.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'd be having to ask that. Well, where we was at the Ramada, and they actually had Wi-Fi, and then they had the Ethernet. You had to actually ask for the Ethernet cord. And then, you know, you got the Internet. Yeah, then you got Internet, stuff like that. So that was cool. But, you know, I ain't have no time to do no shows. You know what I'm saying? From
yeah.
the room. So, yeah, I had to cut that out.
No, because I was on another show telling about my tour. And you know about the trolls and all that shit. Well, anyways, a bunch of trolls called this club that I'm at, that I'm going to perform at, and then they started threatening the club and shit like that. So I almost lost a couple gigs because of these stupid little clowns. But thank God, you know, these people put their trust in me, so.
Come on, man. Don't tell me that the troll wars is taking it offline.
No. These trolls, they're calling, like, because I had my whole tour date on Reverb Nation. They started calling all the places and started making threats, saying, if you have Goofy Bone perform, we're going to blow up your place, or we're going to shoot up your place, or some shit like that. And, you know, most of these clubs, they believe that shit, because, of course, I'm promoting gangster music. Fuck. Yeah, I had like a 3-hour conversation with one of the at this club over here in West Virginia because they're scared shitless thinking that people are really gonna shoot up the place.
Yeah, because VA, don't they have a little gang thing going on?
Man,
up in certain parts.
But it's like, you know, I'm here doing business, Smelly. I ain't here to kill people. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but how was your trip, brother? Shout out to Heavenly Angel. I see her beautifulness right here.
Hey, Sister Bone. How's my T-Bone doing?
I'm doing good, darling. Doing very good.
Glad to hear that. I've been following you on Facebook.
I haven't really been on Facebook because it's like, you know, I don't have internet like constantly, so I have to like, and plus that room, it always gets packed, so it's like, fuck.
I'm gonna have a couple of things updated on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I update a couple of videos and stuff, post them up so everybody can check them out. You know, the little pictures. But you know, if you want to catch the real deal videos and pictures, you got to go to www.trilateralradio.com. You'll see all of the full length videos and slideshows and stuff related to actual, you know what I'm saying, to what we actually got into. So I'm going to put some samples and stuff like on YouTube and Facebook, but then I'm going to put everything, you know what I'm saying, on Trilateral Radio. You know, got to push everybody over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know that. That's right.
Yeah.
Where is that?
www.trilateralradio.com. Over 600 pictures, Goof. I took over 600 pictures, man.
You know what? You know when you type in Goofy Bone, the Trilateral Commission is the next one. That's amazing.
Wow.
That is amazing.
And we working on it. I got, according to thumbtack.com, which is a service something like Craigslist, where they find you jobs and stuff like that, I'm ranked number one in most in Tampa as far as most popular DJ in Tampa. Number one, baby. I'm working on getting more verifications and stuff to really move up to the top. I'm number four on the website itself. You know what I'm saying? Out of everything, I'm number four, but I'm number one in the most popular category. So getting it in, people, getting it in. Yeah, it was cool. I got a couple of people when I got back. You know, everybody wants to do. I got John New that wants to hook up and do the 420 party coming up. You know, she wants to get down with me and the plan and that and stuff. So we finna get that plan. Is your publisher, your producer, the booking dude? Is he got you shows coming down this way?
Nah, he only did like. He missed you and the ATL. Like, if you look at a map, like, he went from Buffalo and he just started splitting down. You know what I mean? So, he knows some people, you know, he knows some people in these areas. So, you know, that's why he's not somebody big, you know, big hardcore, you know. I'll be honest with you, M-Funk Media did a lot more than what this guy did. But, I mean, this guy got me shows, so it's like, fuck it.
Yeah, you know, shit, fuck it.
Shit.
You're getting paid, you know?
Getting paid, you know what I'm saying? $200 to $300 a show, I mean, you can't, you know, hate on that. Plus, all you could drink, I mean, shit.
Yeah,
that's the ultimate right there.
Now, are you driving or are you flying in these places?
Yeah, I'm driving. I rented a little Ford Focus, so I'm all over the motherfucking country. But the
thing is, I lost
my iPhone. I lost, one of my bags.
How the hell you lose your phone?
Getting down some bitch's number and fucking, I think I left it at the gas station. But it was like, fuck. So I only took like a couple pictures, but I lost it in Buffalo. So it's like, I can't take no more pictures. I had hella hoes up on there because up in Buffalo, there's no Mexican. Not one single fucking Mexican. So I stood out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
A lot of women interested, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't look like the dirty, nasty, scoundrel Mexican that they portray to image. You know, I'm a good-looking...
Yeah, of a Mexican, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So they were intrigued, but, you know, it was all fun and games and shit like that. But this,
yo,
this weather out
here, speaking.
Yeah,
speaking
this
of
weather out here is fucking me up though. You know what I'm saying? That this extra cold, because sometimes, you know, I like to walk around with a tank top. I'm motherfucking Mexican shit. So it's like, morning out here. Fuck, it's freezing to goddamn death. You know, it's about to rain. Yeah.
It's hotter than a motherfucker. Puerto Rico was hotter than a motherfucker. I mean, all day, every day. That shit was nighttime, daytime hot. Shit, just hot. Just hot. Like, I'm back in Florida. I still feel like I'm in Puerto Rico hot. You know, like, damn. And to get a break, 73 degrees. I think the low was 73 degrees.
Really, man.
You know, that was at nighttime. Yeah.
You know, I'm proud of you that you went on that trip. That's a motherfucking trip right there.
Man, when you see how I did, like, the videos that I post, I mean, I did some real I personally, not to pull my dick in anything, but, you know, I think now I did some National Geographic type shit. I took some pictures better than the local motherfuckers ever took. You know what I'm saying? That, and I went on a lot of these different websites prior to going down there to try to get some information. I took pictures that I ain't seen on NAN website. I took videos that I ain't seen on no YouTube. And these are, and there wasn't no black, it was black people there. But I mean,
but they're Puerto Rican,
I mean real, you know, Chicago, New Jersey type black people. Yeah, yeah, these are people from the States that, you know, happen to be either living there. I met one lady that lived there. And then I met, you know, a couple people that are just there visiting. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was like, oh, snap, black people, what's up? Because, yeah, it was just a handful of us there. You know, the one that you thought was black, I was like, oh, shit. Damn, you hoodwinked me. So they was black as me, though, people. I mean, yeah, the Puerto Ricans, they are a mix of black, Dominican, and Indian. That is what makes up a Puerto Rican.
No, it doesn't. A Puerto Rican's a black Mexican.
Well, yeah, there you go. But the funny thing of it is, when I asked one of the dudes, I was like, well, where are you from? You know what I'm saying? He was like, Africa. He was like, you know, my birthplace is Africa. I mean, yeah, I was born here in Puerto Rico, but technically, you know, Puerto Rico, shit, that's like saying you born in the United States because they're part of the United States. You know, so it was interesting. That was an interesting comment that was made, you know. I was like, oh, all right, I got you. That was cool to hear. And then, but when you go into the museums, you know, the museums show that, you know what I'm saying? They show on the walls how the first settlers was, you know, I guess the name is Puerto Rican, but, you know, when the Spaniards came and took over Puerto Rico, you know, they really turned everything upside down. So then that's how you imported the slaves from Africa. And then the slaves from Africa and the Dominican Republic, all, you know, everybody mixed in. And that's what they consider is a Puerto Rican, you know, black Indian and Dominican, you know, from the Dominican Republic. So, but we went to the Museum of History, and that really, you know, it was very educational. I took a million pictures from the museum, you know. So I'm telling you, I took 601 pictures. So, yeah.
I got a question to ask you.
All right.
In one of my rhymes, if I say I'm hated like a slave, will you take offense to that?
Yeah. If what?
In one of my rhymes, if I say I'm hated like a slave, would you take offense to that?
You hate it like a slave? No, mean, gee, everybody was slaves. They had Puerto Ricans as slaves, you know what I'm saying? When the Spanish came, they enslaved everybody. So, shoot, it wouldn't bother me. You need to be specific. But I mean, if you're being specific, like I'm hated like a black slave.
I didn't say all that. I just because there's a song that I was just toying around with. But there's a part in there where, because I'm going to put this on my new album. It says, living life like a prawn, hated like a slave, the fuel of their ignorance fills me with rage. And I was telling, you know, one of my partners in the West Coast about that. Once he heard hated like a slave, he's like, oh, you can't say that. The blacks are going to get crazy and then they're going to hate you. And I was like, well, what the fuck? Everybody's been slaves, not just only blacks.
Yeah, like, what?
You know what I'm saying?
He's just ignorant. He got an ignorant mentality. You don't need to worry about him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, the rappers, and then, you know, I'm not dissing nobody, but in my area, you know, everybody's saying, oh, yeah, we're supporting each other and blah, 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 blah. Motherfuckers, they turn your back on, they're back on you as quick as they can. You know what I'm saying? Everybody hates
you. Yeah, I ain't never heard
that. You know what I'm saying? I told people, hey, you know, I'm going to go on tour and da, 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 and then right away you see the jealousy in their face. Why are you going on tour? What do you got? You know what I'm saying? It's like, there's other people out here that made 6-7 albums and they're not going nowhere. They're sitting on their ass. Fuck that. This is my first album. I sold 2,000 copies within a couple of months. I'm proud of myself. I want to go on tour. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. That's real.
And it's just,
same thing with me going to Puerto Rico, man. You always got haters. Why are you going to Puerto Rico? Because I can.
Well, I'm proud of you.
I don't need to have no special reason, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't have no special reason. I had the opportunity. I was asked. The Lord blessed me with the time and the patience and the effort to go. And the woman that paid for me to go, paid for everything, including all the meals, the travel, and everything. All she asked me to do was just be there and be there for her. So I did that, you know, and I fulfilled my end of the bargain. She fulfilled us, and 601 pictures later, plus video, we back to you know, we even came up with a little company that we're working on called Soulmate Tours, you know, and it's you know, I'm putting together a little package for, you know, for couples, you know, what I'm saying, that want to travel.
Yeah.
A little romantic,
That's making money right there. That's thinking. That's capitalizing right there, Smelly. I'm proud of you for that.
Soulmate Tours, man, and it's with my lady. She, you know, and you know, she came up with. Well, we both came up with the concept, you know, and she came up with the concept because the pictures I took, I'm telling you, they postcard material pictures. I mean, they are like every single one of them you can put on a postcard. And you're gonna get paid. I'm telling you, we're gonna get paid. I'm telling you, I took some excellent photos. I'm not pulling my Johnson or anything, but I took some real good photos. You know.
And I know you did. Because you're
visionary. Yeah,
visionary.
You gotta visualize. You know what you want to do. You know, just not go out and just be snapping pictures of acorns and crap on a tree. Take a picture of the whole tree, you know what I'm saying? You know, back up and take a picture of the whole tree. So, you know, that's what I did. And I had a great time doing it, you know. So make sure you guys check out the Facebook, www.trilateralradio.com for the exclusive pictures and video that will be featured. I already burnt it to a DVD, so probably this evening I have some stuff up on Facebook. And a couple of YouTube videos.
Is Heavenly Angel still with us?
Huh?
Is Heavenly Angel still with us?
Yeah, Heavenly Elsa's with the Mostest. You still there? Yeah, she was there. I think she's on the show down here. I'm going to ask. Hey, somebody on.